Radio City Talk. The kickoff with Steve Hothersall.
The Guide Liverpool with Jay Hind. Are you feeling somewhat inferior?
From Tony Bellew to me. My God. I feel like really special sitting in this seat.
But you know more about what's going on in this city than Tony Bellew
does. I don't know. Tony Bellew knows his stuff. Yeah. Very scouse and proud.
He is, isn't he? Right, you've been getting up to all sorts. You obviously, last weekend was lymph. That's gone by. We've got a whole load of other stuff that's on the horizon now. And you're going to get your teeth stuck into what over the next 10 minutes?
Well, we've got to talk Liverpool pride. Yeah. It's back. It took a little bit of a break last year, but it is back bigger, better and brighter than ever before. Thousands will descend on the city from all over the country. Obviously, it's all about LGBT rights. But there's a big campaign which is brilliant this year, and I don't think any other city's ever done it. It's called Come Out of the Shadows. And basically, the big iconic buildings of Liverpool will light up, and across Merseyside, to be honest. So places in the Wirral, the Playhouse down in Williamson Square, Goodison and Anfield Stadiums are all lighting up in the colours of pride building up to this weekend. So we got some images of that online. Saturday, they've moved location this year. So it's a
Saturday-Sunday thing,
Saturday, isn't it? Saturday-Sunday. First time ever, it's 2 days. So on Saturday, it's all down by the Georgian Quarter alongside St George's Hall. Of course, the march, the famous Liverpool Pride March, kicks off at 10:30 a.m. And then that finishes again at St George's Hall, where the main stage will be. And there's just so much entertainment. It's obviously free. We've got to stress, no alcohol allowed this year, so you can't take alcohol in.
Complete booze ban.
Complete booze. Well, there's booze sold.
Ah, gotcha.
You can't take it in with you, like you normally can do. But you've got Sonia headlining, who's like perfect for Liverpool Pride. The theme is Liverpool icons, so they encourage you to dress up as Cilla Black or Lily Savage or whatever. Just a great big happy day in the city. Tons going on. And on Sunday, they've added something to the bill. It's called We Are Family. And we spoke to one of the organisers, Michael Keary, to tell us more.
The first half of the day will probably focus more around the gardens. The plateau will kick off about 1 o'clock. And we've got a whole raft of entertainment. We've got some great tribute bands. We follow that up with an alternative fashion show, which is going to bring some real vibrancy to the site. But the best part of the day for me is we've been working with Jennifer John, formerly from Sense of Sound, and the kind of the finale of the day is going to be this kind of mass choral concert up on St George's Steps.
Wow. Great video on the Guide Liverpool on there. You can have a little look about the lineup for Liverpool Pride. It's actually only been going for 6 years, hasn't
really?
It?
Really?
Yeah, it says here 2010 we formed on their website.
Wow. Radio City have always been heavily involved. I used to host it when I worked here at Radio City, and they're back on stage. Pete Price is going to be on stage on Saturday.
Unmissable.
Oh, you can't miss Price.
Has he been in touch to tell you when he'll be on?
Do you know he hasn't? I think he's away on holiday at the moment. So there's a few dodgy photos of him topless knocking about on Facebook and stuff. But he'll be on stage. Leanne will be there from Radio City. And just a big day of entertainment, big weekend of entertainment for all the family.
It's massive for numbers as well, isn't it? How many do they estimate come? Because this is 2 days now, but when it was just one.
Well, I hosted the main stage 1 year and there were 75,000 people on the pierhead. Obviously, I was cacking myself going out to 75,000.
How did that feel, Jay?
People. It felt immense. No, I
did. Did you feel big?
A little bit nervous. But this year, I'm presuming it's going to be even bigger and better. And that space down by the St. George's Hall, by the St. Georgian Quarter, the stage will be down the ramp. So by the museums and the library, so everyone will get a good spec and tons of activity going on all weekend for Pride.
Look, it's for everyone, isn't it? It really is.
You
go down with the family, couldn't you?
Yeah, definitely. That day on Sunday is focused around family entertainment and activities, tons for the kids to do. That's called the We Are Family Day. That's on Sunday all day long.
Okay. Sonia, Pete Price, just some of the highlights of Pride for this year. Let's move on.
So we've got a show at the Royal Court. This is the second time that this show's been on. Obviously, the Royal Court has just become so famous now for these hilarious scouse comedies. This one's called Fistful of Collars. I think it runs right through till August. It's a Fred Lawless show. So Fred Lawless is like this legendary Liverpool comedy playwright. I'm sure you've met him before. Yeah. He's responsible for seven of the shows that have been at the Royal Court. This show is based in a scouse laundrette. Colleen Rooney gets kidnapped. There's gangsters in there. We spoke to Ethna Brown, who's a Royal Court legend, about the plot.
Three ladies running a dry cleaners, two sisters and their friend running a dry cleaners. And the money's beginning to go and, the rents are up and they can't keep it going. So they devise a plan. The plan is that they, the lovely dresses that the young, gorgeous, eyebrowed ladies of Liverpool bring in, they bring our best dresses, and we put them out to hire
right,
while they're dry cleaning them.
Okay.
It's a great storyline.
Yeah, Lenny Wood is hilarious.
I was going to say, Lenny's been in here and done a match of my life.
He's funny. He's great.
He's
lad.
A good lad, isn't he?
And Suzanne Collins is in it, of course, from Brookside. Lindsay Germain, Jay Gabriel. Big old Royal Court Scouse cast, and it's well worth going to see. I've seen it a few years ago when it was on. Hilarious. Plus, the Royal Court is great for getting a little munch and a little bite to eat before the show as well. It's beautiful,
Well, it's
Royal
so much
Court.
Nicer now,
yeah,
isn't it?
It's so nice.
And I always Scouse quite enjoyed it. It had something sort of quite antiquity about it, you know, before. Yeah, but now it's sort of
classy.
Been polished up,
yeah,
hasn't it?
Really nice.
Absolutely fabulous. There's something about Liverpool that sort of puts on these sort of self-styled Scouse plays. You wonder, do other cities do this?
I don't think. Can you imagine one in Birmingham about Birmingham
brick
culture?
Brick up the Mersey tunnel. Brick up the Birmingham tunnel.
Yeah. I don't know. Do you know, it'd be interesting. I'm going to look into that.
Newcastle, maybe that could do it. Maybe
Geordies
Glasgow.
Could do it, yeah. The
possibly.
Irish could probably get away
with it. But I don't think they do.
I doubt they do.
There must be about 10 of these plays in rotation that come round.
But
that
they do so well. You know, people from all over the country come and see them and enjoy them. So do check it out. Fistful of Collars on at the Royal Court until August.
Okay, let's have a look at music.
So there's a girl called Frances, and she is about to go huge. And she went to Lippe, so she's not a Scouser, but she lived here for many years. She performed at Lymph on Sunday on the main stage. So if you were down at Lymph, you might have seen her. She's working with the same team behind Adele. They're writing some of her songs. Really heartfelt, beautiful voice. And best of all, she loves Liverpool. I met her this week. I asked her where she'd like to be interviewed, and she chose Hannah's Bar because that was her local when she lived in Liverpool. And I asked her about the Lippe experience.
They train you musically, obviously, and then also teach you bits about the business and PR. And just so you... I think now I kind of understand the roles that other people are doing for me, like PR, I wouldn't have understood, I don't think, if I hadn't been taught, you know, how to do it myself.
And then Sir Paul McCartney gives you your graduation certificate. How big must you feel when that happens?
But apparently when you're at Lippe, you do actually meet him a lot. You know, he's in and out all the time.
He pops
in and says hello. And not just Paul McCartney, they have some big names doing like masterclasses and stuff with them. It's really getting a big name for itself now, Lippe, creating these, you know, these huge musicians. There's so many of them out there, and this girl is going to be massive. She's got a new single out called Say It Again. I think we're going to play a bit.
You run with the sun in your eyes, arms open to whatever you find. Then there's me, hopelessly trying to find a way of hearing three little words from your mouth. I'm not feeling this heaven without humor me. I know you said it, but say it again. I wanna know that you mean it this time. Say it again. I know that I should believe it, but I never thought someone would love me like you say you do. So say it again, and I'll say it back to you. You're holding my heart in your hands, and it's the safest feeling I've had. It can't be true, someone like you feels this way for me. I hear three little words from your mouth, my heart can't figure it out, so humor me. I know you said it, but just say it again. I wanna know that you mean it this time. Say it again. I know that I should believe it, but I never thought someone would love me like you say you do. So say it again, and I'll say it back to you.
Francis, tipped to be a big star. Lipper student. You mentioned that Adele's writers were helping her write songs.
The guy who wrote Hello, which was obviously Adele's biggest hit to date, produced that song.
Right, so she is well connected. Yeah. She's the next big thing.
She's going to be big, basically. Right. She's going to be huge.
Really big. So Adele doesn't write all her own songs?
No, I think she writes them, but then she works with production teams that kind of put them together and add bits, and they work together on producing that hit.
They make it sound like the business. Yeah. Okay. Anything else going on in the city next weekend?
Tonight, just something to go under the flag up tonight. I've never heard of this. It's called Paint Republic, and it's happening at the Baltic Social, which is a great little venue in the Baltic Triangle. It's an unconventional painting class. Basically, it's a painting class with loads of ale. So it's a painting class with an expert who encourages you to get drunk as you actually paint.
How has the guide Liverpool come to this?
I know. I think this is brilliant.
Go out and paint, but
so
drink.
You're in a class for 2 hours, and then by the end of the 2 hours, you're meant to have this masterpiece that you can kind of take.
You can have something. Yeah. I'm not sure it's a masterpiece.
The music and the alcohol is supposed to inspire your creativity.
I think I need a paint by numbers. Paint Republic. Do you know what? It'll probably be packed out, won't it?
And then this weekend, Glastonbury is back on at the Pierhead, taking over the Liverpool Village. There's a Coldplay tribute act on Saturday, a Led Zeppelin tribute act on Sunday. Of course, it's all free, and lots of attractions there as well. Have you seen the Sky Swing?
No.
200 feet up in the air.
Is it in front of me? Have I missed something that's blatantly obvious?
Do you know what? It can't be that big because you can't see it from here. But it's just behind the Live Beds, overlooking the Mersey. Big Sky Swing, and you have obviously got to pay to get on. Personally, I wouldn't go near it because it's very high, but we got a video online of one of our gang going up there.
All right. A roller rink at the Albert Dock as well.
There is a roller rink. That's only there for a week, so go and check that out. We've also got a video of that online too.
Right. All right. You want plenty more information on all the stuff we've talked about. It's your week's guide. It's the perfect guide to what's happening in Liverpool at theguideliverpool.com with Jay.
This is Radio City Talk. Rock, sport and talk for Liverpool.